This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice testifies today before the Independent Commission investigating the 9/11 attacks. Rice already has appeared before the commission in private. The White House initially refused to permit a public appearance, but widespread criticism of that decision helped persuade the White House to change its mind. So did accusations made by former counter-terror chief Richard Clark when he testified 2 weeks ago. NPR's Larry Abramson is here. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What's more important here, what Rice is expected to say or the fact that she's appearing at all?
Well, I would say the fact that she's appearing at all. You know, you remember that the White House said that she was a confidential advisor to the president, that she couldn't be expected to testify in front of this commission in public under oath. And then she went out and talked to all of the talk shows. And that interpretation sounded pretty strained. So that their interpretation sounded, you know, very hard to justify. And for an administration that's been accused of being too secretive, they had to make a very quick turnaround. So I think the fact that she's making this appearance is already, big news.
So people have heard the he said from Richard Clark and today the she said from Condoleezza Rice.
That's right. And it's going to be interesting to see how Rice does this. Can she defend the Bush administration's record on terror without attacking Richard Clark or looking like she's trying to shift the blame or make this sort of a personal back and forth? Rice and others, we know, were very focused on a lot of things other than terrorism in the first year of the administration. They were focused on missile defense. They were focused on Iran. And, of course, they were also talking about Iraq and what sort of problem that was in the world. And so the question is, where exactly did terrorism figure in all of this? I don't think that we're going to be getting any big revelations in this testimony. Few people do. The question is exactly how does she present all of these world threats and the place of terror in them. So there's a lot for the administration. There's a lot riding on how she acquits herself in this particular appearance.
What are the specific points of disagreement between Rice and Clark?
Well, in particular, you remember that Richard Clark was a holdover from the Clinton White House. In fact, his government service goes all the way back to President Nixon. But he says that when the new Bush administration arrived and he was the counterterror chief, he asked for a top-level meeting with the administration's most senior people and gave an action plan to Condoleezza Rice that would have spelled out the way to beat al-Qaeda. And he says the administration basically sat on his plan all the way up till September 11th. Now, Rice says it wasn't really an action plan. It was more of a laundry list. And she says that after the Clinton White House had failed to find a way to kill Osama bin Laden or stop al-Qaeda, the new administration wanted to stop swatting at flies, as she puts it. It's important to remember that Clark says he encountered a lot of problems during the Clinton administration trying to get their attention for ways to stop al-Qaeda and that the CIA and the military were very reluctant to follow some of his advice. Clark also says that immediately after 9/11, the president urged him to look into whether Iraq had anything to do with this attack, and the president was more or less looking for a connection that wasn't really there. Rice has said the president was just asking about Iraqi involvement as sort of an obvious thing to look for. He wasn't pushing for this kind of evidence.
What's this whole back and forth done to the commission's investigation?
Well, for the public side of the investigation, the part that we see, it has become much more politicized. This commission is already packed with very prominent Democrats and Republicans. But before all of this happened, they were all very neutral in their public statements, trying to make sure that this report appeared to be neutral and objective and really tried to lay out what happened on 9/11. Now we're seeing that this is becoming a partisan issue and a political issue. And we're going to see, you know, as far as what sort of questions the individual Democrats and Republicans on the panel produce for Ms. Rice, exactly how well they're able to walk this tightrope, because they don't want the commission's final report to appear to be a partisan issue. The final report comes out in the summer. It's going to be long and complicated, and I think it's fair to say that it will probably be a lot more even-handed than the episode that we've just gone through between Rice and Clark.
NPR's Larry Abramson.